Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hello there, I'd like to talk to you about a Bible word today, the word salvation. What does it mean when Christians say that a person needs to be saved? Let me read to you a verse from Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." I want you to notice, first of all, that this message from the Bible is careful and explicit. In other words, the gospel in the Bible does not deal in vague generalities. Christians are not talking about vague, fluffy kind of things. It's very careful, explicit statements that are either true or false. The word salvation itself suggests implicitly the existence of danger. The Bible would teach that we are all in danger. The Bible would teach that the danger comes from the fact that we are substandard when it comes to God's assessment of us. The Creator looks at us, the creatures, and he says we fall short. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, is one of the Bible statements that's very explicit, very clear. So the word salvation is a very strong word. Jesus said one day he came to seek and to save that which was lost. His name actually means the Saviour, and it's said about him, that is before his birth, he shall save his people from their sins. So this word salvation is integral to the language of the Bible and in particular the Gospels. It doesn't mean just to help or assist or reform or to advise or to strengthen someone or guide them. The word tells of danger, it tells of urgency, it tells of desperation, and it makes us aware of danger. Now, the reason why we are in danger is because of the sinfulness of humanity. Now, this is not a popular message today or one that is readily accepted in society. But you have to look at your heart. You have to look to see whether you understand that there are shortcomings. You know, we all understand the ramifications, the implications and the consequences of wrong. You know, we know that we have a problem of moral evil, but we actually might differ in our diagnosis of its root and cause. We know that evil exists in our society. We know that man is not perfect. We know that society has clear evidence of effects that damage and corrupt and ruin society. The Christian believes the source of that is sin. A moral deficiency. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. The Bible says that our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I'm going to come back to this in the next recording and talk again about the word salvation. But I want to remind you as I close this recording that Jesus is the Saviour. His name implies that he shall save his people from their sins. And he made that possible by dying upon a cross, taking the punishment of Almighty God for sin and rising from the dead. And you can enjoy that salvation if we confess our sins. The Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen to the next episode as we continue to describe and explain what the word salvation means. Thanks for listening. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.